Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Hoskin Powell. Batting second. The second baseman, Rob Wilfong. Batting third. The center fielder, Ken Landreau. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting fifth. The DH, Glenn Adams. Batting sixth. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Mike Cubbage. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Rick Sofield. Batting ninth. The third baseman, John Castano. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Darryl Jackson. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rick Peters. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting fourth. The first baseman, John Walkenfuss. Batting fifth. The DH, Lance Parrish. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Lynn Jones. Batting eighth. The catcher, Duffy Dyer. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Mark Fidrich. And now, play ball. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau takes first base on ball four. Wilfong moves to second. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a fly ball into center field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landreau. Peters reaches second base with a double. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Jackson, and towards Wilfong, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Peters moves to third. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Smalley. Peters scores. Brookins moves to second. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 1-0, Tigers. John Walkenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walkenfuss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two. With the score, the Tigers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage hits a fly ball into center field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sofield hits a fly ball into center field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Weiniger moves to second. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-1 in the game. Powell takes first base on ball 4. Weiniger moves to third. Castano moves to second. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wilfong hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a fly ball into center field. Landreau settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Len Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones strikes out. Two outs. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Landreau hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fidrich fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-1 in the game. Smalley hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-1 in the game. Adams hits a pop-up towards third. Brookins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker takes first base on ball 4. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Peters bunts towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. Whitaker moves to second. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-1 in the game. Trammell takes first base on ball 4. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-1 in the game. Brookins hits a fly ball into left field. Sofield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0-for-1 in the game. Wackenfuss strikes out. Weiniger drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Wackenfuss out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Weiniger hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0-for-1 in the game. Cubbage is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sofield is 0-for-1 in the game. Sofield hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Castano strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Twins nothing. the Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 1 in the game. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lynn Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Dyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wilfong hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Landreau hits a fly ball into center field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Peters hits a line drive towards short. Smalley reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Trammell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 2 in the game. Brookins hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 2 in the game. Smalley hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 2 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Joaquin Fuss scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Adams for the out. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. John Joaquin Fuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joaquin Fuss is 0 for 2 in the game. Joaquin Fuss hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 2 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 2 in the game. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0 for 2 in the game. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sofield is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sofield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Castano hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Len Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 0 for 2 in the game. Dyer hits a fly ball into center field. Landreau settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Whitaker hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cubbage settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Powell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wilfong bunts towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. Powell moves to second. One out. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Landreau hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Powell scores. It's Twins, 1, Tigers, 1. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 3 in the game. Smalley hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-1, Twins. Pat Underwood now pitching. Pete Mackinnon pinch hits for Glenn Adams. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jones. Mackinnon reaches second base with a double. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Weiniger is walked intentionally. Ron Jackson pinch hits for Mike Cubbage. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron Jackson now playing first base. Doug Corbett now pitching. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Trammell strikes out. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-3 in the game. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Tigers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sofield is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sofield strikes out. One out. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Castano hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Castano. The throw from Dyer and he is safe. Castano steals second. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Powell strikes out. Two outs. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wilfong strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wackenfuss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-3 in the game. Parrish strikes out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-3 in the game. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cowens for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 3, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.